Thank you, Mr. President. Let me start by welcoming the beginning of the second part of city session this year. Again, I assure you of my delegation's full support and cooperation. I also wish to extend my delegation's warm welcome to the Ambassador of Finland and colleagues who have newly joined this council. Mr. President, although we failed again to adopt this year's work plan, my delegation appreciates your leadership to commence the thematic debate. This will allow us to make a better use of our resources and time. In general, my delegation welcomes the proposed schedule of thematic debates on Agenda 1 and 2 for the remaining 2 weeks of your presidency. I hope thematic discussions on other imperative issues will continue in the coming weeks and months in close coordination among the P6. I would also like to extend my appreciation to Mr. Jørn Usmundsen, Special Envoy for Disarmament Affairs of Norway and Chair Designate of the GGE on Nuclear Disarmament Verification, as well as to Mr. Pavel Padvig, Senior Researcher in the UNIDIR, for their informative, insightful presentations today. Mr. President, as a strong supporter of the NPT regime and a state in full compliance with the treaty, the Republic of Korea reaffirms its commitments to achieving the shared goal of a world without nuclear weapons. My delegation also believes that efforts to implement P5's commitments under Article 6 of the NPT should be combined with their active engagement with non-nuclear weapon states in various trust and confidence building exercises. In this vein, the Republic of Korea is indeed actively participating in creating an environment for nuclear disarmament, SEND, as co-chair of its subgroup. The Korea is of the view that priorities and particular considerations should be given to the following elements in advancing nuclear disarmament. First, we strongly believe that NPT regime, which has been the cornerstone of the global non-proliferation and disarmament architecture, should remain the solid foundation for our efforts to move closer towards the global zero. Second, efforts should be prioritized and further strengthened to bridge the gap and deepen common understanding and trust among states, especially between nuclear weapon states and non-nuclear weapon states. Third, many long-standing issues, including the early commencement of the Fissile Material Cutoff Treaty negotiation and the entry into force of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, should not be overlooked. Mr. President, as a single multilateral disarmament negotiating forum, the CD has been mandated to play an important role in the advancement of nuclear disarmament. This is clearly presented by our first agenda item, cessation of the nuclear arms race and nuclear disarmament. It has remained unchanged for more than 2 decades. While the CD's reality today is disappointing to many of us, it is never too late to commence substantive discussion for future negotiations. In particular, recalling that UN General Assembly has been encouraging the CD to address nuclear disarmament verification, it is very much appreciated to have the presentation of the chair designate of the GGE on verification in this chamber today. My delegation recognizes that while verification is not an aim in itself, it is essential in the process of nuclear disarmament and in achieving a world without nuclear weapons. We therefore welcome and support efforts to build nuclear disarmament verification capacities, including the IPNDV. Stockholm Initiative, in which the Republic of Korea is participating, also suggests supporting the ongoing initiatives on developing multilateral nuclear disarmament verification capacities as one of the stepping stones to the implementation of nuclear disarmament. We also believe that the GGE process, along with other international efforts, contribute to not only deepening the understanding of important issues on nuclear disarmament verification, but also bridging the gap of trust and confidence among states, especially between nuclear states and non-nuclear weapon states. My delegation hopes that the outcome document of the upcoming 10th NPT REPCON may duly capture the role of verification in advancing nuclear disarmament, reflecting the enhanced international attention to the issues in recent years. I thank you, Mr. President.